Idaho sees first equine West Nile case this year. David Sparks with the Ag Information Network of the West. The Idaho State Department of Agriculture Animal Health Laboratory has confirmed its first equine case of West Nile virus this year. The affected horse is located in Owyhee County and is under the treatment of a veterinarian. Idaho State Veterinarian Dr. Scott Libesley.
Neurologic disease is a multitude of symptoms. There's not really one sign that is specific to West Nile disease. There's multiple different neurologic diseases out there, and they all can seem similar. But majority of symptoms that we see in West Nile horses that are positive is weakness and ataxia in the back end. Usually they will sit like a dog. We call it dog sitting because they don't have enough strength in their hind end to stand up, but they still retain enough strength in their front end. So they end up just sitting like a dog. The weakness can progress forward, typically a fever that goes along with West Nile. The one thing that I will say that maybe is a little bit more characteristic in symptoms from other neurologic diseases in horses is horses will have facial twitching, like much more than normal. A lot of it's called muscle fasciculation in the muzzle or the nose area. There will be just a lot of twitching and just kind of muscle fasciculations that seem to be more present with West Nile disease than some of the other neurologic diseases like EPM or equine herpes virus.
Additional information about the virus is available from the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare's website, westnile.idaho.gov. Sure hope you enjoyed this edition of Sportsman Spotlight. I'm David Sparks.